Good morning. I'm going to read from Psalm 68, about the first six verses here. And if you remember what we've been talking about in terms of the messages recently, last week and this week and going into next week, we've been looking at the poor, the orphan, and the widow. So listen to what the psalmist has to say, what David has to say in Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so let the wicked perish before God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them exult before God. Yes, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song for him who rides through the deserts, whose name is the Lord, and exult before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King. sing for all that you've done for me.
Sing worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave.
One more time, worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave.
Sing it out, worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquers the grave.
Thank you. You have no right. Yes.
Son and leaving your Spirit to the work on earth is done.
Sing, there is a Redeemer.
There is a Redeemer. Jesus, God's own Son. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah.
God, we thank you so much for who you are, for giving us your Son, and for leaving your Spirit here for us until your kingdom goes all throughout this earth. God, we come to you this morning, and we thank you, as I just said, for who you are. And we bring to you our prayers and our petitions. We have a list here in front of us that we have every week. And God, I also know that there are prayers and things that people do not talk about, but they hold in their hearts, and they is a private thing. I pray, God, that as we pray down this list, that we would together pray both for the written prayer requests here and those that are unspoken, things we may not even know about. So, God, we come to you with these things. We pray for those among us who are in need of healing. We pray for Kay Nixdorf as she continues to heal from knee surgery. Just pray that you would help her to heal for her knees, her hips, the things that are ailing her. Just pray that you would give her strength and that you would help her with any pain that she has. And just be with Ray as he takes care of her so faithfully. We also give you thanks, God, for recently Lynn Herr was in the hospital with a heart condition. Just thank you so much that she was healed from that, and that just pray that you'd be with her as she continues to on the path to healing. And God, we thank you and praise you for so many among us are expecting right now. We pray for the Red K family as they are coming soon here, going to be having a baby on the 25th. Pray for the Walneys as they have a baby due in April. Pray for Megan Bradigan, a niece of the Walkers, who has twins due. Thank you for the Greg and Rosalie Pachira, who are with us today. Just pray that you'd be with them as they await the arrival of a new child in May. Pray for the McElhaneys, as they are expecting in August. And pray for the Carrs, as they have a baby coming in October. Just thank you, God, so much for this new life. Thank you for the way that it speaks of your kingdom going forward. God, we also thank you for the way our church is involved in missions. Pray for Mark and Kristen as they work away on the front lines down in Peru. Just pray that you would give them strength as they encounter such brokenness, and just be with them as they just walk out and work through the working out of ministry. Pray for Tiffany, whom we heard from a few weeks ago. Just be with her as she continues in her medical studies. And we also pray for Pastor Samuel as he works among the Shipibos. Pray for Deanne Zimmerman as she works in Thailand at the school. God, we thank you for the way that these things speak of your kingdom going forward. And thank you for each and every one of us as we here at home, in our homeland, as we work every day, as we raise our families, as we rub shoulders with the world around us, with our neighbors. Just pray that we would be salt and light, that we would be, each and every one of us would be a mission of your kingdom here on this earth, here in Millersville, Lancaster, and the rest of the world. So God, we just thank you and praise you for who you are, and thank you for hearing our prayers as we know you are faithful to do. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Matt. I love that last. I love all the praise songs, but I love the melody of that last one. That's an oldie but goodie by Melody Green. Beautiful song. It's good to be back. Good to have my sister and her husband Dave here today. We just spent a week in Florida. They were there for longer than that, getting things done at my sister-in-law's home. And Abenezer came down, and he's not feeling well today, but he and I just drove back with a U-Haul. It's a Penske truck yesterday and the day before. So we're grateful for safety and all that. I'm just thinking that the Jonathan and Natalie are not here. Their children are. And that's because they're celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary. They were married 10 years ago last Friday. And then yesterday was 1 year for the Deaners, for Eric and Scott. And so congratulations. And yesterday was 1 week for Phil and Giovanna Miller. Congratulations, you guys. They just got married a week ago. So that was I was privileged to be part of that wedding, and it was a great day. So we're happy for you guys. I just want to note with glee and joy that Easter, which is late this year, it's the 16th of April, it's on the late side. Amy is heading up our breakfast, and she could use some helpers, so Amy's here today. Just talk to her if that is a possibility, and we're looking forward to it. Now, we always love to greet and welcome one another, so say hello to some folks and greet each other now in the name of the Lord. Amen.